Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John and AP Katie with Jake Gutierrez. It's Thursday, July 23rd, 2020. Baseball is back tonight. The Royals start their season tomorrow. And let's talk to J.J. Piccolo about that. J.J., good morning. How are you?
Doing well, guys. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. Looking forward to watching some baseball tonight and then every day for the foreseeable future. But let's start with the news that came out yesterday. Very exciting that we're going to see Brady Singer make his Major League debut on Saturday in Cleveland. If you would, J.J., just spend some time right now telling us about Brady Singer and why he's ready for this opportunity and what we can expect when we watch him on Saturday.
Well, Brady did just a fabulous job from the time he came into spring training with his mindset on how he was going to compete for a job in rotation. And he knew he had an uphill climb. I mean, it wasn't going to be something that was going to be handed over to him. There were certain things we needed to see out of him that through the month of March in our games, we thought we were seeing those things, and he was trending well. And then when you have this interruption and then start up and a very odd type of finish to spring training, you know, we thought it was going to be even more difficult for him to make the team. But with each outing, it was very clear to the staff and our front office that Brady is definitely one of our top five starting pitchers. And, of course, we have a few other guys that are down right now with various injuries and things, and you know, it opened up even a greater opportunity. But he was well on his way to earning that position, and you know, just the everything that you know our fans have heard about him from a competitor, the fieriness that he has to the way he goes about it, I think really shows in the game. And he's what we call a power pitcher. He goes right at hitters. He's got a mid-90s fastball and a really good slider, and you know, knows how to win. You know, he's been a winner his entire life, and we expect him to do the same in the major leagues.
JJ, it's hard enough to evaluate guys and their production in spring training when they're playing against other teams. How hard is it to evaluate your own guys when they're playing inter-squad games every single day in the middle of July, which is something you guys have never had to do before?
Probably 10 times worse. you know, it is difficult. I mean, even just the nature of the inner squad. I mean, we have eight guys in the field and four guys hitting, and after there's three outs, the four guys hitting run out to the four. You know, it's like playing in your backyard. You know, you just replace the four guys in the field, and you know, so that. But that's where, you know, I think our staff just did a great job just keeping the energy up, and players knew what to expect. And, you know, the tone that was set was, hey, you're competing for jobs, or if you're a veteran guy, you're getting ready for the major league season, and we expect to win starting Friday night. So I think that made up for how tough that could be. But the players did a great job. I mean, when it comes down to it, They upheld the integrity of the inner squads, and we really were happy. We saw guys running balls out. There were a lot of stolen bases. The outfielders were being really aggressive with their throwing. You know, the base runners going first to third. All the things that you would see against other teams, we saw it in our inner squad. So I don't think it hindered us at all.
We have J.J. Piccolo on the line. J.J., the Royals did make a trade. They traded reliever Tim Hill, and you guys get back Franchy Cordero and pitching prospect Ronald Bolaños from the Padres. If you would, could you tell us about the two players that the Royals acquired in this deal?
Absolutely. It was actually a really good deal for us. You know, we love Tim Hill. We love what he brought to our bullpen, his character, his integrity, his competitiveness. So that part of it and being a guy that is going to be in the major leagues made it difficult. But when you look at these two players, Cordero is a highly regarded prospect who's had just a tough run of injuries over the last 2 years, but he's got big raw power. It's shown up through his minor league career, a little bit in his major league career, He's a really good athlete. More than likely, he's going to play in the corners. But, you know, our scouts believe we should give him a chance to play center field, and let's see what it looks like in center field. So you just have a, you know, really what you would call a risk-reward player. I mean, there's some risk because of the injuries he's had, but none of them have been career-ending type injuries. So we believe in our medical staff and what they can do to keep him on the field every day, and the maintenance. It's very similar to Lorenzo Cain when we acquired Lorenzo Cain. He had a similar history, maybe didn't miss as much time, but once we got him on a maintenance program and he learned his body, he was able to be on the field 155 games a year. So we're going to follow that same thought process with Frenchie. And then with Ronald, it's a big arm. I don't know if you both had a chance to see the game yesterday, yep. But he's 95 to 97. He's a young kid. He was converted to pitch just a few years ago. Paul Gibson, our director of pitching, along with other guys in our pro scouting department, but Paul had the most recent look at him last summer, and he was very excited about getting him. So what you have is a young pitcher who's already got major league experience, who still has room for growth, and could be a starter. And if not, we feel like he could be a power reliever. So he sort of fits in that mold of other players that we've had in the past that you want to ride out the starting idea, but you know you have a soft landing that he could pitch in the bullpen. So we were really excited because they're not two players that we're going to have to wait on, you know, to help our major league team. I mean, there's a decent chance both of them are going to be on the team here tomorrow night, you know, so we'll see what happens.
And JJ, with Frenchie Cordero being added to that outfield, and with the news that Hunter Dozier is going to be out for a while because of his positive test, you've got some interesting decisions to make. And I want to throw in Bubba Starling. Seems like he's really been having a good summer camp. So you guys have some interesting decisions to make in the outfield for tomorrow, don't you?
Yeah, we do, but that's a good thing. I think, you know, it's when you're searching for something and you don't have something that you're a little more concerned, but it gives Mike some options. It gives him some options with matchups now with Frenchie being a left-handed bat. And Bubba has been outstanding. My gosh, he was from start to finish these 3 weeks, he has been on everything. I mean, even I know the home runs are being reported, but there have been a lot of screaming line drives, hard hit balls. You know, it's really nice to see. He's just settling in, and he feels great. And he's, as always, playing an unbelievable center field. So Bubba's done a great job. But it gives Mike options. I mean, you have a right-handed bat in Bubba, left-handed bat in Phillips, left-handed bat in Cordero. You know, with Merrifield, still can go out there to the outfield. It's another right. You know, you can mix and match and, you know, ride a hot hand. And you know, I think we talked about this last week, the importance of every game. So, you know, you're probably going to be using your bench a little bit more this year than maybe you have in the past. So you're going to be pinch running a little bit more. So it's going to be interesting, but you got to have that versatility. And I think Mike has it in the outfield.
J.J. Piccolo is our guest, and J.J., Nate asked you about how you digest what you see in the summer camp, because it's really not like anything that we experienced before in spring training and how the baseball season normally ramps up. And so, again, when you see some of the results and some of the stats, you don't really know how to take them, especially if you're a fan. You know, everyone's going gaga over Bobby Witt Jr. You know that I ask you about him every week. And so how do you take that? How do you evaluate what he did? Because every time you watch him, or at least every time I watch him, he did something that impressed me. He looked good in the field. He had a nice day at the plate against the Astros. I mean, this kid, I'm not saying that he's going to play this year, but he certainly made you guys open your eyes and see that he's not that far away. How do you take what he did in this summer camp?
I think in his case, it's different than the guys that have been in the major leagues, because you're talking about he just turned 20 in June, but you're talking about a 20-year-old player who's never been in an environment with major league players. And to watch him compete and have success, and we're not talking about some flares here and there. I mean, he's hit some balls really good. And the most impressive thing, you know, in a lot of our eyes is what he's done with two strikes. I mean, there is no panic at all, and he's laying off pitches that are just off the plate. You know, base hits the right field, base hits the right center field. You don't see young players do that. You know, actually, you don't see a lot of major league players do that. So we've seen some things with him that you do have to sort of reshape, you know, what you thought his trajectory, you know, might be going into this year. And looking back, I was just having this conversation with one of our special assistants yesterday. Bobby probably would have gone low A and blown through low A, high A, and put himself in a great position to be in double A next year. So, you know, with that thought process, you know, what do we need to do with him between now and the end of September with the taxi squad situation to further his development? And then what do we need to do in the offseason? You know, so if there's an Arizona Fall League, you know, maybe that's a situation, or potentially going overseas and playing. But we have to put him in a position at the very least to be in double A next year. And that's not trying to put pressure on him. It's just what he's shown us he can do. And of course, when you're in double A, you're always a hop and a skip from the major league. So we got to temper our excitement, you know, because he's a young kid, and it's a month that he's done very well. And I think he's just made us realize how much further along he probably would have shown us that he was through this year anyway. So I don't know if that makes a ton of sense, but it's been exciting to watch, and we're just trying to get our hands around, you know, how do you handle him the right way moving forward.
It underscores what a shame it is for so many prospects that, you know, had a chance to grow and develop through the course of the season that's been taken away from them. You mentioned playing overseas, JJ. You talking like Korea, Japan? Like what are the options there?
No, the Dominican Summer Winter League. Yeah, you know, but a player like Bobby, I mean, and this is just a thought, so I'm not saying this is what we're doing. You know, like a league like the Australian Winter League is great for a lot of reasons. There's former major league pitchers in there. There's upper level double-A, triple-A pitchers in there. And for Bobby's age, you know, running in through winter ball where it catches up to players is in July and August of next year. Well, Australia plays four games a week. So, you know, that pace might fit. So our real hope, though, is that, you know, he plays this season with the taxi squad. And then when we get to September and October, there's a prospect league in Arizona, and he plays till the end of November, and then he goes home and rests his body for 2 months, and then he just gets back at it next year. That's the ideal situation in our eyes for development. So.
JJ, before we let you go, again, we've got two games tonight. If weather cooperates, we'll see the Yankees and the Nationals, and then the Giants and the Dodgers, and Johnny Cueto is getting the start for the Giants. Been a while since we've seen him on the mound, but I love watching him pitch, number one, because he's so damn entertaining. But then number two, of course, he reminds me of 2015. And so if you don't mind, before we let you go, could you share a Johnny Cueto story, or when you think of Johnny Cueto, besides winning that championship, what pops in your mind?
Well, the game in the World Series, you know, the game that was so important to us, and Johnny hadn't been pitching, you know, exceptionally well for us, and we needed one game out of him somewhere along the way that was going to help us win a World Series, and he gave it to us. And that's my Cueto memory, and he stepped up huge that game, and you know, really saved us in a lot of ways because we didn't have to use a bullpen that night, and, you know, just set us up for the coming night. So it was outstanding.
JJ, thank you very much for the time. Good luck with the start of the season. Can't wait to watch some Royals baseball.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Jake, we've had several people via the text line and also Twitter begging you for one more serving of the Johnny Cueto song, since he's starting tonight, and J.J. Piccolo just reminded us of his Game 2 performance in the World Series, where he offered up a complete game. And that's, again, remember, just the game they were coming off, the extra inning game, and Johnny Cueto goes out there, and he had been a little uneven in the, for the Royals in the regular season and in the postseason. But then he delivers the start that the Royals needed, not only, of course, to get the win, but to save that bullpen. So let's honor Johnny Cueto right now because he'll be on the mound tonight for the Dodgers. Yeah, that's right. Does this give you good feelings?
Johnny Cueto.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cueto. Welcome to Kansas City. Johnny Baseball. Johnny Baseball. Won't you help us win the World Series? El Rey Dominicano, El Rey Dominicano, El Rey Dominicano, Los Reales, es muy fuego.
Jake, what question did the song ask you?
Fiesta.
Will you help us win the World Series?
He said yes.
He said yes. He said, give me the ball game too.
He said, see.
Thank you. He said, si, senor. He said, yes. I said, we all said yes. We all said yes to a lot of things.
Yes, we did.
In 2015. What are you laughing at?
Actually, I said no to a lot of things in 2015. I said yes to a lot of things in 2014.
You didn't say much in 2014. You just
stumbled around.
Hey.
You were just present.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, buy me a beer. Hey. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll let you take a picture of me. You got to buy a beer.
Never, ever, still a top five playoff moment. The day after Moose dove into the, you know, dove into the crowd, catch that ball.
Yeah, I saw it.
Next day, Jake said,
"What happened?
Did you see? Can you believe this happening? Yeah, we're all the
yeah.
I know. Seriously, you see this?
Wow.
Yeah, we see it, Jake." It was all there. It's all in there. You know, you can't see every play in a game.
That's right.
I mean, how can you?
Can't remember all 27 outs?
Yeah, I don't think I remember one.
Well, that's an issue. You know, that seems to be extreme.
The best is when you thought you found me. Yeah. Stay right here. Do not go anywhere.
Well, I found you, but then I lost you. Again, yep. So it's like, there was no, and gone, Jake Gutierrez. Let's hear from Kirk Elliott next. Can we do that or not?
Yeah, we can do that.
Is he available to us?
Yes, he is.
Are you, I shouldn't even ask this, I should probably, are you going to have any special interest in the race tonight at Kansas Speedway?
I mean, I think after listening to Kirk Elliott, I'm going to probably gauge his confidence in his picks, and then I will act accordingly.
I have a very special article that I have ready just for this interview. Best bets for Thursday's Superstart Batteries 400 at Kansas Speedway. Best bets. I got everything you need right here. We'll bounce these off Kirk Elliott, see what he has to say after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.